This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Communist Party Chairman Duo, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda hold discussion. Communist Party Secretariat meeting called for tomorrow. Number of people tested positive for coronavirus reaches 54 with two additional cases in Rautarhat today. Supreme Court resumes the registration and hearing on writ petitions, and South Korea says the North Korean leader might have gone missing to protect himself from coronavirus. Now the news in detail. Ruling Communist Party of Nepal has called for a meeting of its secretariat for tomorrow. The discussion held between party chair Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and another chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda today decided to call the secretariat meeting for tomorrow. According to the party sources, the meeting will be held at 5 p.m. tomorrow. The number of people infected by coronavirus has reached 54 after two more people were tested positive for the virus today. Meanwhile, the number of people returning home after being cured of the virus has reached 16. Both the new cases are men from Rautarhat district. During the regular press meet of the Health and Population Ministry today, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Vikas Devkota informed that a total of 54,826 people had been tested till today via the PCR and RT methods. Dr. Devkota said that though people's mobility had been stopped at the border crossings, essential goods were being imported without any obstruction. Dr. Devkota also informed about the Council of Ministers' decision to take action against individuals who enter or help others to enter the border points by hiding from the authorities. The Supreme Court has resumed the registration and hearing on writ petitions. The hearings were postponed for last few days amid coronavirus fear. Joint spokesperson at the Supreme Court, Devendra Thakal, confirmed that the Supreme Court has accepted registration of new writ petitions and started hearing from today itself. A full meeting of the Supreme Court's justices, including the Chief Justice, held on Sunday, had decided to resume the business from today. The European Union is going to provide an aid package of 9.8 billion rupees to Nepal to tackle the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic and mitigate its impact. According to a statement issued by the European Union delegation in Nepal, the support combines existing commitments along with new funds which would allow the government a direct and swift access to the aid budget. The European Union support will be directed at two areas, that is assisting the Nepali authorities to respond on the immediate health crisis and boosting the country's economy response and recovery. Accordingly, the European Union will give 1.6 billion rupees to support the government's health and preparedness plan. These funds are being made available either by topping up resources for already existing projects focusing on health sector or by reorienting resources to other projects that would integrate health-related activities and crisis response, including tackling gender-based violence. Meanwhile, 8.2 billion rupees support has been given to the government to respond to the social and economic consequences of the pandemic. By stimulating the economy and labor demand through support to people's incomes, employment, retention and the extension of social protection program, the European Union says it will help to assist the government's economy recovery plan. The government has urged those working in South Korea on Employment Permit System EPS and currently on leave in Nepal to contact the Foreign Employment Department. Issuing a notice today, the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security informed that the Nepalese who came home from South Korea on leave and now willing to return for work were requested to contact the EPS Korea section at the ministry. The meeting of the Council of Ministers on Sunday had decided to allow the Nepali workers currently staying on leave to return to their job station via chartered flights after their health checkup. However, the workers should themselves bear the cost for the return ticket. The Nepali workers, students and entrepreneurs who had come to Nepal before the coronavirus pandemic have been stranded with the suspension of the international flights. The EPS section has said that it has no record on those Nepali workers who came home on leave from South Korea. It said efforts were ongoing to collect the data on those with the initiative of Non-Nepali Residents Association. It is estimated that some 250 Nepalese had gone from South Korea to Nepal on leave. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai, has said the forthcoming policy and programs and budget would bring concrete programs to revive the tourism sector, which has been badly dented by the coronavirus pandemic. While receiving a memorandum from the Trekking Agency Association of Nepal TAN and Nepal Trekking Culture, Archaeological, Cargo and Courier Workers Union today, Minister Bhattrai said the joint efforts of the government and private sectors were essential to uplift the tourism sector. Minister Bhattrai said revival of tourism was imperative for the security of investment and the workers as well. A delegation of the representatives of TAN and Union met Minister Bhattrai at his office in Singhadarbar and submitted the memorandum. They made various demands such as exemption of interest loan amount of 2 million rupees without security and discount on office rent. The memorandum also included utilization of money collected in the Employee Welfare Fund for workers, extension of trekking company renewable by 6 months, a special discount in various headings under tourism in the coming budget. In reply, Minister Bhattrai said government was doing homework on how it could revive the tourism industry, which has employed thousands of people. He said effective efforts was necessary to ensure safe livelihood of nearly 1 million people who are directly or indirectly engaged in tourism. Meanwhile, Nepal Chamber of Commerce had yesterday called on the government to bring a fiscal stimulus package for reviving the tourism sector that has been hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. A delegation of the chamber led by its president, Rajesh Kazi Shrestha, yesterday called for such package in suggestions presented to Minister Bhattrai. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The securities body of Nepal, SIBON, has said the preparations are underway to open share market in the near future at a special conference organized today by the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal. SIBON Chair Bhishma Dhungana informed that the share market would come into operation immediately following the lifting of the lockdown. He also expressed commitment for bringing fully automated online transaction system within 2-3 months after the lockdown ended. All health services of Bharatpur Hospital that was closed after the announcement of lockdown have been resumed from today. All services except emergency were closed with announcement of lockdown from March 24th. Chief Medical Superintendent of Hospital Dr. Sriram Tiwari said the hospital started providing OPD service from 10 AM to 12 noon from today onwards. The hospital has made arrangements of separate location for 14 different departments to maintain social distancing for the patients. With the outbreak of the coronavirus in the country, the hospital has also been developed as a center to carry out treatment of second-stage coronavirus patients. One coronavirus patient is undergoing treatment at the hospital. Information officer at the hospital, Liladhar Paudel, said that 120 patients received health service today itself. The Food Management and Trading Company Limited has sold 80 quintal of food material by taking online orders during the ongoing lockdown period. The state-owned company that started online order from April 8 has been supplying goods to its customers inside the Ring Road in the Kathmandu Valley. The office says plans are afoot to deliver the foodstuff as per the demand out of the Ring Road as well. Company spokesperson Sarmila Subedi said that company's staff provide the rice and sugar at the doorsteps in company's van. She added that preparations were on to supply additional items, including three different types of lentils and flour in the coming days. Currently, the goods are being supplied from the company's outlets at Thapathali, Nakku, Ramshahpat, Sri Binayak and Lagan Hill. The company has been providing its services in all districts out of Kathmandu as well. Currently, the company has a stock of 19,000 metric ton of foodstuff. The spokesperson shared fresh process for procurement of additional foods would be initiated once the stocks ran out. The company has also announced a public notice for the second time asking firms for the proposal to supply 100,000 quintal of rice. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. South Korea has said that the fear of catching the coronavirus could have kept North Korean leader Kim Jong-un away from state ceremonies for a key holiday in mid-April. The speculation about Kim's health erupted after his unprecedented absence from ceremonies marking the April 15th birth anniversary of his grandfather and founder of the country, Kim Il-sung. South Korea's unification minister, Kim Yoon-chul, who said it was plausible that Kim decided against attending because of coronavirus given the stringent steps his government has taken to head off the outbreak. Members of an Indian Islamic organization are volunteering to donate blood for plasma therapy after their congregation sparked dozens of COVID-19 clusters across the country. More than 1,000 positive cases were linked to the Tablighi Jamaat event. The incident caused massive outrage and led to reports of Islamophobia from across the country. Plasma therapy involves transfusing antibody-rich blood in COVID-19 patients. With the emergence of COVID-19 clusters across India directly linked to the event, there was massive outrage against the organization and Muslims in general. There were reports of harassment of Muslims from many parts of the country. Pakistan has registered its deadliest day in terms of deaths from the coronavirus, with at least 20 people dying, taking the country's death toll to 301 deaths since the outbreak began in late February. A source has said cases in South Asian nation have been spiking since last week, with 751 new infections recorded on Monday, taking overall cases to 14,079. So far, at least 3,233 patients, or 23% of overall cases, have recovered, leaving 1,054 active cases in the country, where a weak health infrastructure has been at the center of concerns regarding the rapid spread of COVID-19. In the recent weeks, the government has built several makeshift hospitals with a capacity of thousands of patients. Now the general weather forecast for the country for next 24 hours. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thundershowers accompanied with lightning, gusty winds and hailstorm is likely to occur at some places of the central and western regions and at a few places of the eastern region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Communist Party Chairman Duo Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpaka Maldal Prachanda hold discussion. Communist Party Secretariat meeting called for tomorrow. Number of people tested positive for coronavirus reaches 54, with two additional cases in Rautarhat. Supreme Court resumes the registration and hearing on writ petitions. And South Korea says the North Korean leader might have gone missing to protect himself from coronavirus infection. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 tomorrow morning. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and stay home and stay safe.